the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
A reading from Mark, the 10th chapter. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. O Lord, have mercy on us." In the name of Jesus, amen. Why was Jesus born? Yes, why was the Son of God, why was Jesus the Christ, why was he born? It is rather a simple question, is it not, to ask this evening of all of us here tonight? A simple question, why was he born? It is not only a simple question, but an important question for us to consider this evening, especially during this season of Advent. Indeed, it is a question that we should ask of ourselves, we should ask as we approach Christmas, and it is a question that we should ask Christmas Eve and Christmas Day as we celebrate and as we ponder the story of Mary and Joseph and that journey to Bethlehem, that manger, and the very birth of Christ. Considering this simple question a little bit more, it can be a difficult question to answer at times, though. For example, people will try to personally answer this question for themselves, and they will end up with all sorts of different answers. One of the answers that may come to our minds is that Jesus came to be worshipped and adored and to be served. Isn't that what the wise men came to do with Jesus when they brought him gifts and bowed before him? The Nativity art, does it not depict the animals and the shepherds all in the stable bowing before the babe in reverence? What is true is that the wise men, indeed, they did come to worship Jesus. The shepherds did come before Jesus to worship. It is not correct, though, to say that Jesus came only for humanity to be served, but rather it is the other way around. Jesus, he came to serve humanity. Remember how it was on the night when Jesus was betrayed? That our Lord Jesus, he wrapped a towel around himself. He took water and he washed the disciples' feet. That actually was shocking to see at that time. That the Lord God himself would take upon himself such a role of humility to serve his disciples. The Apostle Peter, he was actually offended. He was offended that the Lord would do such a thing to serve him. Peter and the disciples, they should be the ones serving Jesus, not the other way around. But this is not how it is with Jesus. So because Jesus came not to be served, I repeat, he came not to be served by humanity, but to serve us, because of this, we still have another answer to another portion of this answer to answer for ourselves this evening. We still have only answered a portion of that, of this question of why Jesus was born. We know that he came to serve, no doubt about it. We heard it in our text this evening that he came to serve us, but how does he serve us? How does he serve you? In answering this part of the question, some people believe that Jesus was born to serve us by giving us encouragement to humanity's pursuit of whatever makes a person happy. To be like a Christian mascot, cheering us on in our endeavors to seize the day and to be happy. Other people believe that Jesus was born to impart wise tips in wise living. Some sort of rabbi or religious guru, some religious teacher to impart the insights of the good life. Others believe that Jesus was born to reduce things like sadness and unfulfillment and stress, to be some sort of therapist that woos and listens to us and calms our nerves and makes everything all better. Some think that Jesus was born to help with the liberation of oppressed people. Oppressed people who are oppressed from unjust economic, political, and social systems. If not all of these, then maybe he was born to be that shining example of what the good moralistic life would look like, some moral example that we would try to exemplify and inspire us. Or maybe Jesus was born to give new laws. Maybe those Old Testament laws wore out and were a little bit outdated, but Jesus brought new commands. Maybe all of these examples are wrong, and maybe, just maybe, Jesus was born to be that comforting blanket for humanity, to be a safe space where people can run to when life gets them down or when they get triggered. So, who's right? We obviously know that Jesus came to serve, but how did he come to serve? Was he born to be a mascot? Was he born to be a wise teacher? Was he born to be our therapist? Was he born to be a social and political liberator? Was he born to be that shining example, a safe space when we're triggered? Or was it something else? Truth be told, my friends, the question of why was Jesus born is not a question for you and for me to answer. Yes, it is not a question for us to answer. But rather, it is a question that is answered by the testimony of the Holy Scriptures. And frankly, as the Holy Scriptures answer this question, we find out that Jesus was not born to serve as a mascot or a wise teacher or a therapist or that shining example or a safe space. None of these are correct. The reason why that none of these are correct is that none of these views of Jesus see him serving mankind by giving his life as a ransom for many, as we heard in our gospel reading from this evening. None of these views understand Christ as one who deals with the predicament of sin, the predicament of death, and the predicament of the devil himself. Now, dear friends, you and I, along with humanity, we actually need a Savior to serve us by ransoming us from sin, death, and the devil. We do not need a mascot or a therapist or a social or political liberator or a shining example, for these views of Jesus do nothing about our predicament. We are in need of a Savior. A Savior who will serve us by forgiving us of our sins, rescuing us from the hell that we deserve. As previously mentioned, all of these other views that we mentioned tonight do not portray a Savior who came to pay for our sins and rescue us from sin, death, and the devil himself. Therefore, we ask again this evening, why was Jesus born? Why was he born unto humanity? He was not born to be served, but to serve us. And we answer, well, how does he come to serve us? He serves us by coming and being that ransom for us. He was born to die and rise from the grave. He was born to accomplish forgiveness for you. He was born to accomplish a resurrection for you as well. Now, more specifically, this Jesus was born so that he could stand in your place. He was born so that he could walk through the wilderness of depravity on your behalf. He was born so that he could conquer the temptations that you so easily succumb to. He was born so that he could stand in your place in every way, drinking the vile cup of your suffering and your sin. He was born so that he could stumble up that lonely hill and be displayed on that bloody cross. He was born so that his body, yes, his very body, could be pierced so that blood and water could be poured out for each and every one of you. He was born so that the earth might quake and so that the curtain would be torn in two. He was born so that he could declare from the cross, "It is finished. It is done. It is complete. all of your sins have been atoned for. Indeed, Jesus was born to serve you and me. That is what Jesus came to do. That is who Christ is. He came to serve us, to save us, to rescue us. But my friends, the Lord does not stop serving us there on that cross. His service continues to us right now and right here. After the Lord gave his last will and testament, the Lord's Supper, he asked his disciples a question, and he said this: who would you rather be, the one who eats the dinner or the one who serves the dinner? Well, we know the answer to this. The customer is always right. We know that the servant is there to serve, to give you what you need. And that is the profound truth about Christ, my friends. He came to serve us on that cross, and he is still among us as the one who serves us in his word and his sacraments. Every single time we open his word, every single time our hands are open to receive his body and blood, the Lord Jesus Christ is there serving us forgiveness and life and salvation, and he considers it all well worthwhile. This is the Jesus who serves you. He is the servant that you and I do not deserve, but the very servant that we need. He is the servant who is for you. He is the one who has drawn near to you in his word to reveal himself to you so that you might receive him by faith and that you might be his own. This is the one who was born for you. Christ crucified, resurrected, the only one who forgives sins, the only one who grants everlasting life. All for you. All for you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.zionwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.